Community Bank, it's pretty likely that digital and digital strategies are in your future, if not your present. Hi, everybody. It's Jack Hubbard, Chief Experience Officer at St. Meyer & Hubbard, and welcome to this very, very unique and quite special 10 Minutes With. Our guest today is Karen Kelly. Karen is Senior Vice President and Chief Digital Banking Officer at First County Bank. Now, they're out in Stamford, Connecticut. It's $1.7 billion. It's a community bank. And Karen's been doing this for about 25 years in financial services. Everything from marketing for an investment bank to a community bank, a larger community bank, and now a First County Bank for the past 7 years. Karen's a really good friend, and I got to know her a number of years ago when she first called us and wanted to do some partnering with us, and we're so thrilled that First County Bank has been able to do that over the years, and you'll hear a little bit more about that as we go forward. As part of First County Bank's senior management team, Karen's responsible for this whole new digital strategy that the bank is putting in, and she migrated over there from Chief Marketing Officer, where she served for a number of years. The other thing Karen does really well, and so does First County Bank, is she's involved very heavily as Vice President of the First County Bank Foundation. She meets regularly with local nonprofit leaders to assess community needs, and First County Bank has given hundreds of thousands of dollars away annually to folks in need in the Fairfield County area where the bank operates. So it's terrific. Karen's a member of the Board of Directors of the Stamford Museum and Nature Center. She's a standing member of the Executive Committee and chairperson of the Museum's Strategic Development and Marketing Committee. Karen's an immediate past chair of the Board of Trustees and current board member of SilverSource, a leading resource for older adults in Stamford, Connecticut. In 2019, Karen became a mentor with Starfish Connection, a nonprofit that connects adult mentors with children of elementary school age through high school to help those kids get better. In 2015, Karen was named a Brava Award honoree by the YMCA of Greenwich, Connecticut. She was named a 2013 Women of Fire, which honors leaders in the finance, insurance, and real estate industry. Under Karen's leadership, First County Bank has been awarded numerous New England Financial Marketing Awards and Service Industry Awards for creative excellence in branding, advertising, and direct marketing. Karen holds a bachelor's degree in political science from New York University, and I was pleased to have her in one of my classes at the ABA Stonier Graduate School of Banking, and she's a 2016 graduate of that great school. So, a lot to talk about today, Karen. We're thrilled to have you with us on 10 Minutes With. Well, welcome everyone to this very unique and quite special for me 10 Minutes With program. We're joined today by Karen Kelly, who is the Chief Digital Banking Officer at First County Bank. And before I kind of get into Karen's background, and Karen will tell us a little bit about her bank first, I want to let everyone know that in full disclosure, Karen was responsible, good or bad, I'm sure most of the time she feels good, for having us be a client. They're being a client of St. Meyer & Hubbard. Karen, and I've always said this about Karen, this will come through to you when you hear her talking about digital banking. Karen is meticulous, and she is thoughtful and really delves into a situation before she makes a decision. They looked at our company for a little while before they actually decided to select us. And that's, I've always said to Karen how much I respect and appreciate that, because there's too often when somebody sends you a marketing piece and you think this looks great and you don't vet them and you end up with the wrong person. So we're thrilled to be partners with First County Bank and certainly happy to have partnered with Karen and continue to do that. Karen, you have a very, very unique bank out there in Fairfield County. Tell us a little bit about First County Bank and welcome to 10 Minutes With.
Well, Jack, thanks very much. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really looking forward to our discussion today. And thanks for the partnership that First County Bank has had with St. Meyer and Hubbard now for the last several years. So First County Bank, and I agree, we're a very unique institution. We are a $1.7 billion, we're a mutual community bank that's headquartered here in Stamford, Connecticut in Fairfield County, which is sort of the Gold Coast of Connecticut. And as a mutual, that makes us very unique because we are don't have shareholders. We really are beholden to our customers and our employees, and we really take that to heart with how we operate. We've got 16 branches here in the Fairfield County market, and you know, we have every type of business line, you know, residential lending, business lending, even a full service wealth management division, which for a community bank our size is pretty unique. And you know, one of the things that that we've been working on and have had St. Meyer and Hubbard's help with is really cultivating a very unique trusted advisor culture. And that's very important to the bank as we really want to help our customers do what's best for them and do what's in their best interest. That's very serious and very much a part of our mission.
Can I just want to interrupt you just a second. This is such a unique culture here. And when they say trusted advisor, not only does Karen talk about this outside the organization, and we could do a whole 10 minutes with, and we might down the road on their amazing foundation that Karen's very involved with. But when they kind of asked us to join them, you guys were in the midst of this trusted advisor culture, Karen. You had such a hand in this, and you know it intimately. Walk through what that means to your bank.
Well, Jack, it's really how we operate. You know, you mentioned our foundation. The bank is over 165 years old, and we've always had the philosophy and mission to do what's in the best interest of our customer. It goes way back to when we were first founded, and that culture has grown and evolved over the last several years as banking has grown and evolved and has become more complex, and customer needs have been become more complex. We really value the customer relationship, deepening relationships, and our branch franchise is very, very instrumental in that. You walk into a branch, people know intimate details about the customer, they ask them questions, they have a dialogue with them, and it's been a culture that we've been cultivating with a lot of coaching, and not only do we talk about it internally, but we also use it as part of our branding and part of our marketing, and that's really kind of a segue into this role as Chief Digital Banking Officer, because we want to take that experience and really leverage that in the digital channel as well.
But let's be very clear to everybody. You just didn't fall off the turnip truck and the folks said, yeah, oh, Karen, why don't you become the Chief Digital Banking Officer? Your background is very significant in marketing. Walk us through your background a little bit.
Well, I have you know, close to 30 years experience in financial services, 20 years plus with a community bank in that was headquartered in Brooklyn, New York, and had gone through many iterations and with that bank going public, et cetera. And then when they decided they wanted to start a marketing department back in the day, they recruited me to help start the marketing department. So I have a very extensive background in both retail banking and in marketing from my many years in community banking. And with 1 year in an investment bank, that's also given me a perspective and a real appreciation for community banking, because it's really, you're helping people, you're helping businesses, you're helping customers, and that's, you know, near and dear personally to my heart, and of course very synergistic with First County. So my background as a marketer and as a customer advocate has really been a good platform for me to then move to this new role as Chief Digital Banking Officer, which I was asked to take the helm of just about 2 years ago. It's 2 years ago in August when we created the Digital Banking Division and created this new role.
And I have to say that while we love working with everybody at First County, we were really disappointed in a lot of ways that we couldn't interact more intimately with Karen because she was so involved in our partnership. And those 2 years have really gone by fast, Karen. We've got a definition that you have of digital banking, and I've put it up on the screen, and it's really good for you to walk through that. But also in that context, what was the, because you talked about the branches, and I've been in so many of your branches, and they are continuing to be busier than some branches that I walk into, but yet as a mutual, you still decided to get into digital banking. So what's the definition, and walk through the impetus for this? How did this all get started? Why did you decide to go digital now?
Well, you know, I think our executive management team, you know, is aware that traffic in the branches is down overall. I mean, we have people that come in, obviously they come into the branch to transact business and to ask for assistance. But, you know, we know business is down in the branches from a traffic standpoint. We also know as consumers of digital, we spend, you know, I think the average person spends, you know, 7 to 8 hours a day consuming digital. We understand and know that not only do we see it in our own lives, but our customers are also consuming more digital products, not only from the bank, but from other sources like Netflix and Amazon and Google. And we understand that expectations of our customers are being set by those digital properties, not only from a banking standpoint, but just in their overall life. So we decided to really carve out a new division, carve out a senior leader to really focus on digital. Although it intersects with all areas of the bank, we needed to designate, you know, one person to really have a pinpoint focus on this. And the definition that you're showing now to the audience is really, it's really a 360 definition. It's an incorporation not only of the digital property, the mobile, the online banking, but it's really a culture, and it's a way of thinking around the customer experience. And we're trying to really instill that type of culture within the bank. And in my role, I've had the distinct pleasure of really collaborating with many of my colleagues, as I did when I was the chief marketing officer, which I think gives me credibility, and it gives me a little bit of a leg up having this role, working with my colleagues around the bank to make sure that the digital customer experience is optimized. And I think that's really what we're trying to accomplish here at the bank.
Well, that is a great segue into how this all got started. And I'm sure you probably agree, Karen, that these 2 years have gone by pretty quickly, but there's been probably a lot of midnight oil been burnt in your life to get this thing off and running and continue to move it in the right direction. So as you started, you think back a couple of years ago, and as you got started in this whole process, what was the, you know, what were some of the steps? What did you do? Where are you now, and where are you headed?
Well, you know, this we like to call this a startup. It's almost like a startup, a new company. We really had a blank canvas. I was given this role and really given a lot of autonomy, and I must give, you know, our CEO and our president the credit. It's really giving me really to set the foundation, set the groundwork. So the first thing that I did was really consume every single thing I could. And there's a lot of good information out there from the companies like the Financial Brand and Cornerstone Advisors and others that write a lot of information, share a lot of information about digital and what the steps are to take to really digital transformation. And, you know, the first thing we did, obviously, we appointed a senior manager to be responsible. We elevated digital to strategic plan level. So we really incorporated the digital banking platform into our strategic plan. So we've got, you know, goals and objectives around that. I consumed as much as I could, as much good content as I could, reached out to a lot of colleagues around the country. I think this has given me a great opportunity to network with some other banks that have similar roles, and most of those people in those roles were in those roles for a very short time. This is a relatively new phenomenon. And as a marketer, I think we really needed to understand where are we starting from. So we decided to do a very thorough digital assessment, and also do a very thorough peer analysis to see, you know, where we are relative to peer, and to create a roadmap. And that roadmap is helping us to prioritize what we want to work on, because there's a lot going on in the fintech digital space, and we really needed to have a roadmap to help us prioritize our initiatives.
You talked about a digital assessment, and I can appreciate, and I'm sure the audience can, that you've got a lot of proprietary things that you can't talk about. But this digital assessment, what can you walk through that a little bit?
Yes, I can. I think for anyone who's done any type of benchmarking or done any type of rebranding, you always really want to analyze, you know, where you are as of today. You want to talk to people, you want to talk to colleagues, talk to stakeholders around the bank, because this assessment really covered every area of the bank, the retail bank, the business bank, and our wealth management division. So in order to assess where we were, we really had to gather a lot of information about insights from our colleagues. We interviewed, as part of this process, I think just short of 40 colleagues around the bank. We took a look at some customer research that we had done in the past. We looked at our competitive landscape and what's going on in the industry. Where are the trends in the way of payments, in the way of other topics around digital? And we created this assessment so that we sort of knew, we level set. We knew where we were, and then we can take a look at, okay, where do we want to be in the next year, the next 3 years, the next 5 years with respect to increasing our digital penetration, increasing awareness. And we also have, you know, some different products and things that we're sort of aspiring to. So that assessment was a very thorough process that probably took about 6 weeks to accomplish all of that. And then we were able to present results. And one of the great benefits of that assessment was we created a digital roadmap steering committee, which is made up of senior managers here, where we really talk about strategy and we get into some tactics as well, but it's really focused on digital. And that's been a great undertaking for us, and it's really helped us move the needle in this regard.
Yeah, and one of the bullet points on your slide is so intriguing, I'm sure, to no matter what position in the bank they're looking at the slide from, and that is this: align the branches with digital channels. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. One of the things that we did, we know our experience in the branch when people come in, very positive. We've got, you know, great metrics around net promoter score. We have a strong culture. And we know we have people in the branch that are engaging and that want to help customers. But one of the things we knew we had to do was really focus our attention on educating and communicating the value of digital, the benefits of the digital channel to our branch employees. And one of the things that we did was we identified what we call branch digital ambassadors. And those are key people within the branch, could be, you know, any level of person that were hand selected. And as a result of that, we created a digital certification program, which I developed and had these branch employees participate in and actually get certified. So we really took a deep dive into the customer experience, the functionality of our products, what's going on in the industry around expectations that customers have. And it was a very much a two-way street, because they were able to share their insights around what the customers are seeing and what the customers are looking for. And we were able to, and I was able also to go through with these branch representatives, the trends, the history, the industry, why is the bank doing this, to obtain buy-in, explain to them why we're focused on this, and also to start to create that culture that we're really looking to enhance the customer experience. And that's been a great experience for me, because I interact with these branch people on a somewhat regular basis. We have quarterly check-in calls, and it's really resulted in a very robust dialogue. And we see that program growing, and it's been supported by our marketing efforts around providing valuable content to our customers around what they can do with digital in general, not only with our products, but we want to educate our customers as well on the value and the convenience and security that our products provide, allowing them to do their banking, you know, on their own terms.
Very, very interesting. Well, you know, I've gotten to know Karen very well, and one of the things that I'm so impressed with her on is that she's a marketing professional who's really focused on return on investment, or ROI. She'll recognize, like all of us do, that everything that's counted doesn't count, and so she doesn't measure everything. But Karen, I gotta believe over the 2 years that you've been doing this, that there have been some milestones that you kind of pointed to and said, ooh, this is really successful because, or we're able to launch this product in this amount of time and that made us this amount of money or saved us. What are some milestones that you'd recommend that people look at in their digital journey to see how successful they're being?
I think, Jack, it's a really, really good question. We are, we've identified, you know, what we call quick hits. We've had several of these quick hits that we've been able to address quite quickly, efficiently, and we've seen that some of these enhancements are benefiting our customers. We're getting good feedback, so I think getting the insights from our customers are always a good benchmark of success. We are just recently started to survey our customers, those that are using our digital, mobile, and online properties, and we are getting feedback. And so far, we're getting some really good metrics around the satisfaction that our customers have. You know, we've been able to, I think, get our name out there amongst the fintech environment, very, very much a partner. You know, we have some really significant partners, and we're starting to communicate our philosophy and strengthen those relationships as well, which I think is very important that we have those synergies. So I think those are very good, you know, benchmarks and how we're seeing ourselves actually make progress in this space. You know, our board is very supportive, and we, you know, we continue to update and launch new products. We just recently launched a digital onboarding program, which is a way of onboarding our customers using, you know, email and text messaging, and we're starting to see a little bit of a lift in our cross-sell ratios. So, you know, the early results have been very strong, and, you know, we know Rome wasn't built in a day or in 2 years, so we really need to keep working at this, over the next several years.
And Karen, I'd be remiss, and maybe you can't talk about this, but I'd be remiss if you mentioned fintech. And I think the audience would want me to ask, because they would probably ask if they were in front of you. You mentioned the financial brand Cornerstone Advisors, two really good publications, but you did work with some outside resources that helped you get to where you are going, and you looked at a lot of others. Anything you can tell us about some of the companies that you're working with and that you're having success with in the fintech space?
Well, when we did this assessment, we did work with a third party company that helped us with the full blown assessment. We looked at a lot of consulting companies. Those are the types of companies that perform these types of assessments. They have the ability to leverage their experience. And in getting into this position, it seemed as if a lot of consultants were doing these types of digital assessments. So it was something that was becoming a little bit more of a regular process. So we worked with a third party company to help us with the assessment. And we have some really good partners. You know, our core provider is COCC. We've been with them for quite a number of years, and they're a very valuable partner. A fintech partner of ours, and we work very well with them, and we are working even more closely now around enhancing our programs and addressing customer experience. And I've been in touch with, you know, all of the a lot of the big fintech companies. We don't necessarily work with them, but I think we are becoming more known to them, which I think is an important step, because they see that we are wanting to partner and they have products. So now that dialogue is open. I don't have to really dig to find out what's going on in the fintech space. They're coming to me and letting me know what's happening. So I think really forging those relationships has been important.
Well, that's great. And I love the slide that I have up now that says Chief Digital Banking Officer, part strategy, part creative, part change agent. Walk us through what that means. That's unique.
Well, again, in this role, it's such a highly collaborative role. I work across the lines here. It's very instrumental in breaking down silos. So we might have various departments, around the table to discuss a particular topic because it touches multiple areas. You know, nothing is siloed here with digital. Everything is intertwined. Everything is interdependent. So I think we've been really working at this, and I've been, collaborating very, very actively with all the divisions here. That's why I like to say that we're sort of a change agent, because we're also trying to really instill a culture around digital so that it's seen as an important part of our strategic objectives, along with residential lending, along with business banking, the retail bank. Those are the drivers of the bank. But digital sits kind of across all of those. I like to say it sits above. I don't mean from a hierarchical standpoint, but I mean kind of sits and touches all those areas. So that has been a big part of what I've been doing. And really, acting as a thought leader, sharing a lot of industry information, making sure that our senior team is well-versed on trends and what's happening in the digital and fintech space, and communicating that strategy, helping to communicate it externally by working collaboratively with our marketing team, and also internally by making sure that our employees understand through certification programs and other means of communication that this is a priority for the bank and we're really focused on it. So I think it's been a very unique role, and I consider myself to be very lucky to have that role because I get to interact with every department and I get to learn from my colleagues as well. So it's been a great run so far.
That's great. Well, the last slide I have up is your key accomplishments to date, and you've talked through that pretty significantly. But it's interesting. My wife and I were talking. She's the smartest person I know. And we were talking the other night at dinner, and she was saying, you guys have been in business 20 years. What would you, if you looking back now, what would you have done differently? And I'll bet your 2-year run as the Chief Digital Banking Officer at First County Bank, you could look back and say, boy, if I could start this over, there'd be a couple things I'd do a little bit differently. So for those community banks, Karen, that are still kind of wrestling with this and just getting started, what are some things you'd have done differently over these 2 years so that maybe a bank could short circuit some of those mistakes?
Jack, one of the things that I learned early on, and this might sound obvious, but you really have to use these products. You really have to jump in sort of head first into the usage and experience it yourself, experience it in order to understand the nuances and understand what the customer actually sees. It's not where you can just sort of look at theory or look at a rule book or look at guidelines. You have to be sort of in it to win it, so to speak. And I would have been using our products. I used them, but I would have been I would have dove in a lot deeper early on in order to really understand what the customer experiences. And I think now we're kind of in the sandbox, playing around with the products, leveraging our employees, starting to leverage our customers. I think it took us a little time to get to that point where we were able to start surveying our customers. That would have been, something, I think we did it at the right time, but I think it would have been interesting to have done it maybe during the assessment period, but we wanted to try to do things sort of in the right order and understand what our platform looks like And now I think we're, you know, really better versed to understand that experience and what we can do to enhance the experience. And there may be, you know, we're finding, as I said earlier, there are some quick things that we've done, and there are some that are a little bit more strategic. What this has also taught me is a lot of patience. And that was a good lesson, because anything that you do in this space is, you need to really look at everything. You need to do your due diligence. You had mentioned earlier that that we really look at everything before we move forward. We've got to temper that with moving forward. So I think there's a delicate balance between, you know, moving forward and being patient, and we're trying to find that balance and understand what that balance is.
That's fair. Well, I'm so thrilled that Karen was able to share a few minutes with us today. And one of the reasons is, you know, it's always good to talk to her, and it's great to hear that a client's doing so well. But I think a lot of times a community bank feels that they don't have the resources to be able to do this. And you've proven that you can, Karen. So thanks so much for being with us today. I appreciate it. All the best as you continue to move this process forward.
Well, again, Jack, thanks so much for having me. I enjoyed our conversation, and always great to talk with you. I hope what I shared can be helpful for those that are in the audience.
Karen, fascinating program, and congratulations for all you've done for not only the bank, but for the community, and for continuing to help the bank move forward with a great, great digital strategy. Now, for those of you interested in getting a hold of Karen, Karen can be reached at kkelly, K-E-L-L-Y, at firstcountybank.com. Karen, thanks again, and thank you for listening to this very unique and very special 10 Minutes With program. This is Jack Hubbard, Chief Experience Officer at St. Meyer & Hubbard, and we'll catch you the next time on 10 Minutes With.